What happened is that on the 20th, when we arrived, the police, they came without even having some engagement with us, the leaders of Union. They started shooting at us with tear gas canisters, and the nurses, they started running away. We also ran away. They were shooting my car. When I parked my car, they shot my car with tear gas canisters. I started the engine and ran away. We ran away, but as a leader, I had to come back to see what was happening to the nurses. We came back as we were regrouping with the nurses. The police, they came again. They shot at us and we ran away. And some of the nurses were able to run to hide in the nearest hospital, but others couldn't. And those who never reached there, they were shot by the police.
Welcome. How many of the nurses were injured?
In all the skirmishes, about 32 were injured. Two nurses, I will talk about the two nurses that are currently critical in hospital. We have even decided as a union to request help that we can get even in the international community. This nurse needs urgent referral in our country. Because one of the grievances we are having is the issue of medication. Our hospitals, they don't have medication.
But welcome.
Yes.
Eswatini's Deputy Prime Minister, Themba Masuku, told SABC that the police were deployed to protect property and that there's no truth that the police shot people in the street.
The Deputy Prime Minister, we know what he's capable of. You will remember when political unrest started in the country. He said the people that were shot by mercenaries that came in the country. But the king's spokesperson recently admitted that it was the soldiers. So we know that he is capable of telling lies to the people outside. I can tell you we have videos of soldiers of the police entering a bus and firing tear gas inside the bus and then locking the bus. After the people were being suffocated by the tear gas, they were trying to run away using windows. And when anyone who was coming out of the window was being shot by live ammunition. That is a fact. It's true, we have videos of that.
Your decision as a union president, refusing to treat these security officers, doesn't that go against the principle of treating everyone?
Yes, you are correct. Nurses are expected to treat everyone, regardless of color, race, religious affiliation, political affiliation, anyone. We have that obligation. But I must say this, the nurses right now, they are traumatized, they are scared. Because what happened, Peter, just that day in the evening, the police, they went to the nurses' compound, the nurses' home. They fired tear gas to their kids and they fired live ammunition, traumatizing the nurses and their families. And the nurses, they are scared of them. Not necessarily that they don't want to treat them. They are scared because to them, they might come saying, you are here for medical care, yet they are here to kill them. I can tell you, we have a picture, Peter, of the soldiers now, not the police. In my clinic, yesterday, armed to the teeth. I don't know whether they were looking for me to finish me off. I don't know. So nurses are scared, not necessarily that they want to go against the principle. But we are so much scared, Peter. And when I go out, I must tell you, my wife keeps on checking if I'm still alive because we don't know what is going to happen to us.